This is an iHeart podcast.
Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show here. Remember, you can email the show during the show. That's fine, too. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. All those are welcome to Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. I guess it's hurricane season, Chris, or almost hurricane season. Right now? Yeah, I think it's right now. Oh, absolutely. It's going on. You know how many hurricanes I've been through? I've told the story before about getting caught in one in Jamaica. We would always get caught in them in Japan, only they're called typhoons over there. We had a blast. We would always know when one was coming, and they would, those sneaks, they would try to put limits on how much beer we could get down at the store, only we would just make run after run after run after run, so they couldn't, they're not going to limit our beer. And then this is totally unsafe. Kids, don't ever do this. But we had these little chem lights. It's just like a pen, only a little bit thicker. And you crack it, and it glows in the dark. They're not, is that what they're calling? You kids, we're not calling them glow sticks, okay? Gosh, that sounds like you're at a rave. Why don't you go do some more drugs, Chris? Anyway, and you take these chem lights, and you drop them in a grocery bag, tie a string to the grocery bag, a plastic one, and then you hold it out the window like a kite, and the wind's blowing like 900 miles an hour, however much hurricanes blow. And you just hold it out there and string it up, and then, boom, you let the thing go, and it takes off clear across the base. And I mean, I guess that's it. It was fun at the time. I always thought it was fun. I had a good time personally. Back to what we were talking about. Was the Civil War, the guy asked a question, Dr. J. Steele. And by the way, it's Dr. J. Steele III, even though I made all that up. Was the Civil War unavoidable? At what point do we pass the point of no return? And he asks if we're not there again. Let's address the first one. Was the Civil War unavoidable? I don't know. See, understand this. When we founded the country, contrary to everything you see out there now, when we founded the country, the founders were not all pro-slavery. Even Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson, who owned slaves, talked about how terrible slavery was, and talked about how it was something that was simply not going to last. Pretty much immediately, the import of new slaves was banned. But that doesn't change the situation on the ground. And the situation on the ground was this. The southern states, and more importantly, I guess I should say, the leadership of the southern states, governors, mayors, rich people, you know, the cultural leaders, they owned slaves, and they were critical in their minds to keeping the economy going. I mean, remember, if you're going to look at this from a totally cold-hearted, I mean, just set aside the immorality of keeping people like cattle like that, remember, your boss, he gets a profit loss sheet, gets them all the time, shows what he's spending, what's coming in, so on and so forth. A gigantic black mark on everybody's profit loss sheet is labor cost. That's why slavery has been so huge throughout history. What if you could get all the work done and have that number be zero? Well, then all that money goes to profit, right? It's very profitable. I mean, slave trade has been huge the whole history of mankind for just that very reason. They're just worth a ton of money. Well, the South, they owned them. The North didn't want them to own them. I should say parts of the North. Let's not act like everyone in the North was this, you know, saint on behalf of the slaves. The problem is, look, we're running into this now. You're seeing a lot of this now. The leadership, the cultural leaders of the South wouldn't give them up. The cultural leaders of the North felt like it was their duty to make them give them up. And it just, the tensions started boiling. And remember, part of the boil over of the Civil War is this. America wasn't 50 states back then. We were still expanding out west. Part of the blow up of the Civil War was the new states. Are they going to be slave-owning states or not slave-owning states? Which to you, that probably sounds simple, right? Well, of course they shouldn't be slave-owning states. Well, look at this from the South's point of view. The South is always facing votes in Congress at the time that may force them to give up all their slaves. They don't want that to happen. What if you just added a new state and it was an anti-slavery state? It's part of the reason Texas, part of the reason it took so long to bring Texas into the Union was this very same slavery argument. It worked the other way too, because Texas would have been a pro-slavery state back then, and the North said, we're not going to allow you just to add a big pro-slavery state. Can these things be avoided? No, in my opinion, they cannot be. Because when you have cultural differences, I mean, I'm going to get to this leading up to now, where we are now, but when you have cultural differences and you're going two totally opposite directions, oftentimes the only way to work that out is a fight. And people don't like to hear that. And believe me, I'm not pushing for any kind of civil war here or anything like that. But people don't like to hear that real peace can only be found on the other side of a fight most of the time. That's just the truth. That bully who's picking on your son in school, I know you're worried about it, and I know you want to go talk to the principal, and I know you want him to tell his teacher, and I'm telling you, all that's only going to make it worse. Until your son balls up his fist and smashes it into that bully's face, nothing's going to change. And I don't like thinking about that. Look, I got two sons of my own. They can handle themselves, but think I want my kids to have to go get in a brawl at school? I didn't enjoy fighting all that much. I got in a bunch of them, but I didn't enjoy it. It's not fun to think about your son that way. Do you want him to have peace? Peace doesn't come from tattling to the principal. It doesn't. Do you want peace in your culture? Like, let's go back to the old Civil War. They wanted peace. The South wanted to be able to keep their slaves. The North didn't want them to be able to keep it. The South said, that's fine. We're leaving the Union. And remember, that was lawful back then. That was, I mean, it was baked in the cake of the Constitution that these states, these various states, could leave the Union if they wanted to, and the North didn't want them to go. Initially, yes, there were a bunch of abolitionists up North. This was a fight over the South's secession. Boy, is that a difficult thing to get out in a sentence, Chris. The South's secession. I think I nailed it, though. I did really well. But that's what it was. So the North invaded. That's the way it went. Where are we at now? We're very much here in a country. I mean, how many emails have I already gotten? I mean, I got to a couple more tonight about, hey, I don't know how to raise my kids in this. I don't know how to, and I don't know that I have all the answers for you, except we have to fight this culture war in every possible way. I promise you, we cannot live and let live our way out of it. I saw this. I want to pull this up real quick. DeSantis, here's, guess what Florida just did? Well, they were about to have the Special Olympics. DeSantis said, you're not having the Special Olympics here if you're going to force a vaccine, because the Special Olympics has a vaccine requirement. The Florida was getting ready to just lay waste to the Special Olympics with a gigantic fine for violating the state's law that businesses can't require vaccines. Now, forget about now. 5 years ago, 10 years ago, if I was to tell you a GOP governor wants to fine a business because that business has a policy the GOP governor likes, what would you tell me? What would I tell you? Look, I'll make it about me. I would tell you right away, that is an overreach of government. That's not who we are. We have to be small government. We can't do that. That is wrong. That's tyranny. I reject tyranny. That's what you say. And again, I'm not pointing fingers. That's what I'd say. We're not in 10 years ago. We're in now. And the only way we can fight this cultural battle without actually it ever going into some kind of horrible hot civil war is using the power we have to stop these people. It's the only thing we can do. I mean, speaking of Florida, he also came out and he's banning all this trans stuff for kids and stuff like that. Look, banning things, the government banning things, doesn't sound great, does it? I think that sucks, right? We don't want them to have to do that. It's not what I want. I want tiny government like you do. Just let me be free. We don't get the world we want. We lost the culture. We have very few places left outside of red states, red counties, red cities. If we don't use the power we have within those states, then my goodness, Might as well sign up for the Civil War now because it's coming. People think I'm extreme. I'm the moderate. I'm the moderate attempting to stop what I see coming if we don't get this thing course corrected. Look, hey, speaking of which, tomorrow's Saturday. You got 10 minutes for me? No, not to listen to the Jesse Kelly Show, although you're welcome to listen while you do it. You got 10 minutes of practice with your Mantis X system for me tomorrow? I will give you 10 minutes. You give it to me. We have an obligation now to make sure we are trained and ready. Part of that is making sure we can shoot. Yeah, there are a lot of things that go into making sure you're ready. You have to have spare food and water and all these other things. And I'll talk to you about that stuff another time. Can you hit what you're aiming at? Can your wife? Can your son? Can your daughter? Get a Mantis X system. It attaches to your weapon, and you train inside the comfort of your home. My boys and I, we train in the living room. That's where we train. We set it up right in front of the TV in the living room, and we train right there in our living room. Don't fire a shot. Don't spend a nickel on a gallon of gas, but you get better. It will put you through drills. It'll give you feedback. Go to MantisX.com and get one today. MantisX.com.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Dear Oracle del Sombrero Grande. You wouldn't know what that means, Chris, because you don't habla. Doesn't the simulcast kill the funniness of the reviews talking about how handsome you are? One, don't forget on iTunes to leave a 5-star rating in a review talking about how handsome I am. There's like 2,000 of them or something like that now. It's the funniest freaking thing ever. It's hilarious. We did it as a gag. We just did it because it was a gag, and it kind of made the suits a little bit annoyed. You know, they want you to say, well, it's a great listen or whatnot. And instead, everyone just goes on and talks about my looks. And if anything, the simulcast confirms how handsome I am, buddy. Remember, you can watch me do the show. If you want to watch me do the show, you can watch me do it. You have to go to thefirsttv.com/Jesse and sign up. Thefirsttv.com/Jesse. Dr. Jesse, can you describe the type of person you would want to share a foxhole with? I'm guessing that person is not polite or somebody you'd ask to babysit your kids. Tell us who we need to beat these commies. You know, I think we need a gigantic mindset change on the right. We talk about that a lot, and I'll talk about it again right now. We have to change our mindset on the right because simply you cannot live and let live your way out of communism. So we're going to have to be much, much, much more aggressive and offensive than we are now, and active and things like that. I still think we can preserve parts of our humanity while we do it, but don't be under the impression there's a polite way, a kind way, a tolerant-looking way to get out of the situation we're in. They're simply not. They're simply not. Not only are these people certifiably insane, these people are getting more vile and more violent by the day.
So there was a big protest outside the NRA meeting, which was good. Do we have any insight into what they're actually talking about there at the NRA meeting that's today in Texas? Someone should bomb that building.
You can't live and let live your way into a cultural victory over that guy. We have to be aggressive. We just simply do. We have to do things that make you uncomfortable, that make me uncomfortable. That's the way it is. Dear doctor, of course. Shut up, Chris. You rant on immigrants that come here and then hate on the country, and this is exactly how I feel. I was adopted from South Korea, which isn't exactly a hellhole, but I was born out of wedlock and I have a disability. I've been told I would have been a social outcast due to those things if I stayed. I freaking love this country. I tear up when the anthem plays, but what gets me the most is when Taps gets played and folded flag gets given to a fallen service member's family. It absolutely torques me off that people come here and then start hating on the country or start supporting the taking away of rights. I have a friend who came here from communist Vietnam and seems open to weapons ban. Same person says they support raising taxes on the wealthy because it wouldn't affect them. They say Vietnam doesn't have mass shootings because they don't have access to weapons. I could hardly contain myself when they said that. I bet there are lots of people who wish they had weapons to fight against the communist government there. Anyway, I love the show, and freedom isn't free. He says thank you, says I can say his name, and he's not wrong.
You know, freedom is not free.
Don't roll your eyes, Chris. Now, you can roll your eyes when you hear this.
Since I took office, families are carrying less debt. Their average savings are up. A recent survey from the Federal Reserve found that more Americans feel financially comfortable than any time since the survey began in 2013.
The guts on that guy to come out and tell you everything's good. Hey, look, we ran a survey. Survey says everything's fine. Gosh, these people. Yo, Jesse, do you think men should have facial hair? Do I think men should have facial hair? I don't know. I never had it. I've been smooth-faced most of my life. And then it was like 3 or 4 years ago, I think maybe 5 years ago, I took the wife and kids fishing. We went out to a cabin for like 5 days or something like that on a lake. You know, just it was not the nicest cabin in the world. We didn't have any money. But nevertheless, it was a cabin on the lake. And we were just fishing and playing board games. And I don't want to say I dominated everyone at Monopoly, but I definitely dominated everyone at Monopoly. And now they, to this day, they claim I cheated, which I didn't cheat. Look, we don't have to get into this. It doesn't matter. But I just didn't shave. I just didn't bring anything to shave. And by the time I got done, I had a beard. And the wife liked it. So I just kind of kept it. Should men have it? I don't know. I mean, I don't think Chris or Michael could have one if they wanted to. You should see this pathetic little stubble on their faces. If they just rubbed hard with a towel, that would be shaving. Dear Jesse, loved your rant about immigrants. I now consider you the bravest talk show hostess with the mostest. Talk radio has become way too timid, and maybe rants like yours can help us get back on track with louder voices. I know I'm itching to be a loudmouth again, but my family currently has me muzzled. I'm 73 years old, and I don't plan to die with my mouth shut. She said it's okay to say her name, and her name is Mary. Hey, look, I don't... I think all right-wing media, be it radio, terrestrial radio, podcasts, TV, in my personal opinion, look, I am who I am, so that's, it is what it is, but in my personal opinion, I think it's all too timid. I can't tell you how many friends I have. We've had this conversation before, how many friends I have in TV or in radio. And when we're hanging out, you know, if we're in the same town, we're having an event, maybe we have some big corporate thing to do with the suits or whatnot. And they'll pull me aside and they'll be like, hey, how are you? How do you get away with this? And I'll say, get away with what? Well, saying that stuff. Do you catch any heat? I said, what do you mean catch heat? From who? Well, don't people get mad? And I'm just looking at them like, yeah, of course people get mad. Why would I give a crap? Oh, man, I just don't think I don't think I could ever say that. I hear that a lot. I don't think I could ever say that. Well, why? What's keeping you from saying that? Tell me. I want to know. Or you think your advertisers will get mad? Our advertisers on this show are all hardcore patriots. I get texts from them whenever I say something that's a little bit out of line, and they love it. They love it. So who's going to stop you? You're worried about angry emails? We get angry emails every day. Every day. Who cares? If you're, what's that old saying? If you're not catching flack, you're not over the target. Man, you better crave the hatred. You better crave it or you're never going to make it. There, again, back to what we were just talking about. There's no polite way to get out of where we are. It doesn't exist. You can wish it did, but it doesn't exist. All right. Band of Brothers. Someone wants to know my thoughts. Someone thinks I'm a character from Top Gun who's not Maverick. And someone wants to talk about the age to buy a gun. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, baby. You can still get your questions in to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Boy, I still can't get over this.
The two challenges on the minds of most working families are prices at the pump and prices at the grocery store. Both of these challenges have been directly exacerbated by Putin's war in Ukraine. The price of gas is up $1.40 since the beginning of the year when Putin began amassing troops at the Ukrainian border.
The boys just informed me that prices, gas prices, it's official, have doubled. Gas prices have officially doubled. Gosh, what? There's not much that could make us feel better with that news. I can only think of one thing.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
Don't shake your head, Chris. This guy says, I know you're a history nerd. What do you think about the Band of Brothers from one nerd after another, or from one nerd to another? I'm assuming he's talking about the TV show, which is an HBO miniseries. And it's obviously based on the real story of one of these companies, one of these paratrooper companies in Normandy. And for those who don't know, many will already know, especially many, many of you are going to know. But for those who don't know, just understand this. We all know what D-Day was. We can all picture the boats and riding in and the beaches and the machine guns and everything else. Well, the Germans didn't have all their troops right there on the shore, right there on the beach. That's just not something that's done. Even in ancient times, they figured out it's best to keep some troops behind the line in reserve so then you can plug whatever holes happen to arise in the line. So the Germans had outstanding troops behind that line. And then they had the troops on the line, right? Well, it was a massively coordinated affair. But what the Band of Brothers guys did initially was this. They flew over all those defenses and they paratrooped them. They dropped them into hostile territory. I mean, gosh, the guts it would take. They dropped them into hostile territory. And their job was to stop the backup from getting to the beaches. So they had to go seize control of these roads. They had to blow bridges. They had to do all these other things. It's truly one of the bravest things I've heard about. Because when you think about it, I mean, look, all of it's bravery, right? There's that thing about being dropped behind enemy lines. There's no hospital. There's no way out. There's nowhere to go. There's nothing there. It's you and your buddies, and you have to try to survive. And one of the things about it, so many of them didn't even survive to hit the ground. Remember, the Germans, they knew they were coming. Germany had these great defenses set up, and they were firing all these flat guns up into the sky. They're taking out whole planes of men before they even hit the ground. And then when you finally do hit the ground, remember, you had to fly in at night, or they would have killed all of them. When you finally do hit the ground, you're not with all your buddies. And this is not today in the Navy SEALs, right, where you can all land attached at the hip. This is all experimental stuff that really hadn't been done before. So many of these guys landed, and they're either all alone or they're with guys they don't know. So you're trying to organize yourself in the middle of the night. I'll tell you, it is a fascinating story. And if you haven't seen it, it's on HBO. I highly recommend you watch it. I don't remember if it's okay for kids. You don't think it is, Chris? Probably not. Yeah, well, there's no doubt there's a lot of violence. There's no question about that. There's a lot of violence. Probably 13 and up. It would depend on your 13-year-old. It'd probably be a lot for a 13-year-old too. I think, I don't know. I don't want to tell you to go. Kids, ask your parents first. Don't say Jesse said. Don't you put that on me. Don't you put that on me. You go ask your parents before you watch it. Dr. Jesse, as I watched the new Top Gun movie, I realized your movie persona is most like Goose from the first Top Gun. If that's true, it's Chris Maverick. You better take that back. You better take that back right now. What, Chris? Chris says I'm way cockier than Maverick. That's not true. You know, that's not true. I tried to tell the wife the other night that I wasn't cocky at all, that I was actually humble. And she said that's the most ridiculous thing she'd ever heard and blah, 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 blah. But she's wrong. I don't know. I didn't listen to the rest of it. Hi, Jesse. I love the show. I was listening today on iHeartRadio. I found the discussion of the age to buy a gun interesting. If a male is not emotionally mature enough to buy a gun at 18 years of age, how can a male child change his gender due to the immaturity? Says, thanks for all I do. Didn't say I can use her name, so I will not. Pretty good question, right? Jesse, in their prime, who would win? Bruce Lee or Chuck Norris? Chuck Norris would probably win. And I know it's sacrilege to say anybody could beat Bruce Lee. Do you know how big Bruce Lee was? Bruce Lee was 5'6", 145 pounds. Chuck Norris is 5'10", 160. What, Chris? Do they get weapons? No, they just got to go hand to hand. Look, maybe Bruce Lee would take him, but understand, this is one of those things. Movies have lied to people for so long now. They've lied to women. They've lied to smaller people. Yes, there's no question, no question. If you take, you know, grappling classes or something like that, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, something like that, that you'll be able to defeat 90% of the people you run into out there. There's no question about that. I'm not saying otherwise. But because they had to rise up the female action movie star with all the spin kicks and things, people now genuinely believe, and to be honest, the martial arts movies too. Like, I grew up watching these movies, like Bruce Lee, and who didn't watch Kung Fu? Kung Fu was the coolest. It doesn't matter that he's 900 pounds of solid muscle. I've got this pressure point I can find behind his finger and all. Yeah, none of that's true. The truth is, size matters. Size matters a lot. Quit, Chris. It does. The reason they have weight classes in things like the UFC or weight classes in boxing, it's not to protect the bigger guy. Size matters a lot. I remember in the early days of UFC, someone will end up writing in, they'll know exactly what I'm talking about. It was one of the beginning ones. There were no weight classes, and it was just wild. It was crazy, right? It was crazy. You could get away with anything. And because there were no weight classes, they would just try to throw out fights out there that were crazy. And one of them was this tiny guy. I mean, he's tiny. I don't know how small he was, but minuscule. And then he was facing this giant who I mean, he had at least a foot on him. And I swear he had to have 100 pounds on this little guy. And everyone tunes in and we're all thinking, yeah, the little guy's going to be too fast. And I'm sure he's got some super spin kicks and stuff like that. And he danced around the ring a bunch. And actually, if I remember right, he landed a punch or a kick that I think broke the big guy's nose. There's no question he was bleeding. And it was all very inspiring and it was awesome. And wow, he's going to do this and it's so cool. And then the big guy actually got his hands on the little guy and he might be dead. It didn't go well from there. All right. We still have more. People need road trip advice. I need to teach people some Spanish, Chris, because I need an habla for everybody. We're apparently begging for more foreign aid. My goodness, all that and more still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. But we probably should bring this up again just as a public service. You do remember the Treasury Secretary saying this, right?
As I mentioned, there have been unanticipated and large shocks to the economy that have boosted energy and food prices. And
listen, I don't sell you panic. I have never sold you panic, and I'm not selling you panic now. I'm selling you preparation. I believe in the depth of my soul, we are potentially going into a Great Depression that will be equal or maybe worse to the last one because we inflated this bubble so big. Please buy some precious metals. Buy gold and silver, and I don't mean like the piece of paper kind. Call Oxford Gold Group. They will deliver gold and silver to your front door. I just had a call with them the other day because I wanted to add, we got on a conference call and I was talking to them about the markets. And look, it's really bad out there right now. They are there to help. They're totally easy to work with. Just tell them Jesse told you to call. They'll take special care of you. I promise. Get something tangible. Tangible. 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-9595. 995-GOLD. Call Oxford Gold Group.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and the weekend is here. It is here. I hope you're already having fun with the fam, enjoying yourself. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Another project for you. You mad about all the Pride Month filth? You mad about the rainbow Oreos and rainbow Mercedes and rainbow this and rainbow that, and it's everywhere you turn? Go look up Verizon. Go look up T-Mobile. Go look up AT&T. Where do you have your cell phone service? If you're angry about that, just know that Verizon ad that makes you mad, you paid for it every single month. Switch to Pure Talk. It takes less than 10 minutes. If you want a new phone, they have new phones with great discounts. If you want to keep your phone, that's fine too. If you want a new number, you can get that. If you want to keep your number, you can do that. The average family saves over $900 a year, and we all need that savings right now. And probably most importantly, Pure Talk loves this country. Their CEO fought for this country in Vietnam. They love the country so much, they only base their customer service in America and employ Americans. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250, say Jesse Kelly.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Emails
we didn't get to.
Jesse, my son and I are having a discussion about Governor Abbott and whether he's a rhino in the likeness of Turtle Mitch or making good decisions for Texas and our country. My son is a Christian college grad, so very MAGA and knowledgeable about history and politics. Thus, I am over my head. I tend to agree with you that Abbott is bad, but I need concrete examples and decisions he has made to try to persuade my son to see him differently. When I heard you mention your show yesterday how bad Abbott is, I became hopeful you could enlighten our discussion in a useful way. Your radio show was like oxygen to me. You say out loud what I've been thinking for years. Talk radio in LA has really taken a dive since Rush passed away and Larry Elder went off the airwaves. Thank you and keep up the great work. Says I can use her name. Her name is Nancy. Greg Abbott was absolutely dreadful during coronavirus. Oh, I know there's all this tough talk now about freedom this and freedom that and freedom this. Nancy, if you want some ammo, go back and dig up the measures Texas took in the beginning of coronavirus. People think about Texas like it's a land of the free, right? This super red place. Greg Abbott shut down businesses all over the place in this state. Greg Abbott cost people their livelihoods in the state. And when other states were beginning to open up all the way, you know, places like Florida and whatnot, when they're throwing open their doors and we're not doing this anymore and come down, land of the free. Here in Texas, Greg Abbott was assigning just what percentage full your business was allowed to be. What, Chris? What's that? Oh, yes, that's a good call. Chris said, tell her to look up Shelley Luther. Go look up Shelley Luther. Go look up the name Shelley Luther and what happened to her. That happened because of Greg Abbott. I have not forgotten. I will never forget. I know everyone wants to just move on after coronavirus and the lockdowns. Man, I still get emails to this day. And remember, these emails are always welcome on this show of ways that you've been abused by these coronavirus lockdowns. I can never forget it. I will never forget what so many Republicans did to this country. Makes me sick. Jesse, at 58, I've observed the GOP long enough to learn never underestimate the party's ability to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. I'm concerned the apparent headlong rush by some in the party to do something and pass gun control measures will turn off likely conservative voters. Everything currently points toward a massive red wave this fall, but what happens if the GOP supports gun control measures that turn off a significant part of their base? If those voters refuse to show up and vote because of a weak, feckless GOP, the red wave could become a ripple. Our leaders always seem willing to give in to the communists, but the communists are never satisfied and will continue to push to even more extreme measures. What say you, O great oracle of the airwaves? He says, keep up the great work. You're 100% right. And this is the danger of having a Republican Party that is so weak and pathetic, is they immediately sign on to the left's narrative. Immediately. Right away. When everyone decided, the system, it decided that Uvalde shooting was about guns. It made the decision when it wasn't, but the system decided it was. And what did the GOP do? Mitch McConnell immediately directs his senators to start working with the Democrats on gun control legislation. I've watched the GOP do this in the coronavirus stuff. I've watched the GOP do this in the wake of St. George Floyd's death. I've watched the GOP do this 1,000 times. Play the left's game on the left's field with the left's referees enforcing the left's rules, and we wonder why we lose. Why are we always on their ground? Why are we even having a debate right now about guns? I want your guns. You can't have them. Go F yourself. Next. That's the answer. It's not, well, I mean, maybe we should see if we can do something. I mean, I am a little bit uncomfortable. If you're uncomfortable, go back to the stands. We need some fighters in the game. Linguist Jesse. Ever since you started flaunting your Espanol, I've been getting Spotify ads in Spanish. Thanks for the lessons. Now I can habla too. Can you teach Russian next? He says, buenas tardes, and buenas tardes to you too, my friend. Chris, I don't know why you scoff. You should have seen Chris scoffing at me the other day. Cleaning lady comes in, and I'm doing the show when the cleaning lady gets here, because she gets here in the evenings, and she doesn't speak a word of English, and I mean nothing. I don't think she can say yes in English. So I was walking back in the studio, and she looks at me, and she says something like, bleh, 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 or something like that. And I looked, and I said, see. And Chris was looking at me with such scorn and disdain, as if I didn't understand her every word. I don't know what your problem is, Chris. Jesse, love your show. My husband and I, plus our kids ranging ages 5 to 14, are taking a road trip this summer to stop in the Dallas area. Do you have any suggestions for family-friendly activities? We've never been to Dallas, so any advice would be appreciated. Yes, actually, I do. You need to go to Papa Do's Seafood Kitchen, and you need to go to Red Lobster. Those are the places you... What, Chris? I know Red Lobster's available everywhere. I've been to a bunch of Red Lobsters in the Dallas area, and I think they're even better up there. Take those kids to Red Lobster, get those kids some Cheddar Bay biscuits, and let them live it up. Also, they have a Six Flags up there. I think it's in Arlington, if I remember right. They have a Six Flags up there that is absolutely sick. All right. Remember, you can email me. It's fine. Your love, your hate, your death threats. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. If you missed any part of the show, the whole thing's available on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Don't forget on iTunes to leave a 5-star rating in a review talking about how handsome I am, Chris. And also don't forget this. Keep your chin up. Yeah, bunch of bad news right now. I do believe we're going into a depression. You still have family, friends, your community. We still have a million wins we can get out there, all right? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.